We're on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Omer Rav Ashi, Isha Shemaisa Sheni. Dough that is Maisa Sheni, the Divir of Meir Ptura Menachala, the Divrei Chachamim Chayavish Bechala. According to Rav Meir, who says, Rashi says, the Divrei of Meir, Domer Gerksheni Vikdushim, Maisa Momen Gabahu, Maisa Sheni is considered not the the property of the person who's bringing it, but it belongs to the Rabbanu Shalom. And he gave permission, or gave a chiyuv for the person to eat in Yerushalayim. But it's not his. Belongs to the Rabbanu Shalom. Meiser is the Rabbanu Shalom. So Ptura Menachala, in the forest, Arisal Seichem Siv, below Shal Gavoa, has to be your dough, and not something that belongs to Shammai. Divrei Chachamim, Chayavis Bechala. The Chachamim hold that Meiser Sheini belongs to the person who brings it. He has a chiyuv to eat in Yerushalayim, but it's his. Matzo shomaiser sheni, the divrei of Meir, ain't other yotzei bo yedeichel vasu pesach. The divrei chachamim yotzei bo yedeichel vasu pesach. If you make matzo of maiser sheni, the Meir holds that you're not yotzei yedeichova, even in Yerushalayim. It's not doing anything wrong. You're eating it where it's supposed to be eaten. It's not yours. The divrei chachamim yotzei bo yedeichel vasu pesach. According to the chachamim, that it belongs to you, so you're yotzei. Esrik shomaiser sheni, the divrei Meir ain't yotzei bo yedeichov asu biyamtiv, right? An esrik, you're not yotzei on the first day yamtiv. Here it doesn't say the sukkos because it's talking about the first day. The rest of the days you can be yotzei with somebody else's esrik. The first day it has to be yours. So therefore, you're not yotzei according to the Meir. It's not yours. It belongs to Shammai. The Divrei Chachamim, Modem Yotzei by Yedeichova Biyomtov. According to the Chachamim, that Maiser Sheni is Momom Bailim, belongs to the person, just he has to eat in Yerushalayim. So you are Yotzei, Esrog with an Esrog of Maiser Sheni. Rashi, Matzah Shom Maiser Sheni, the Divrei Meir in Arm Yotzei Ba, Vafilo Lodorish Oni, Lashon Aninus. Even not according to the reason that Lachem Oni means that you're not allowed to eat it. Aninus, but in matzah shalom, you have to have matzah that belongs to you. Below shall gavoa, and not matzah that belongs to Shammai. Well, the common porich mixid matzaschem lachora. All these other things it says are isoseichem, right? But it doesn't say matzaschem. It says by esrik lachem. Where does it say by matzah lachem? Maskif, right in the Gemara. Maskif lora papa. Bishlama isa dechsiv ariso seichem, mishalachem. Esrik nomi dechsiv lakachtem lachem, lachem mishalachem yehe. Ela matza miksiv matzaschem. By the matzes, by the esrik, and by chala, it says it has to be yours. But by matza, it doesn't say it has to be yours. So why by matza, according to Rav Meir, aren't you Yosef, Maisha Sheni? Omar Rava v'shem Rav Yemer bar Shalmiyo, Asher lechem lechem, k'siv hacha lechem oni, k'siv hasam v'hoya ba'och lechem mi lechem ha'aretz, ma lahala mishalachem, afkan mishalachem. Just like by chala, it says arisoseichem, it has to be yours, so we learned lechem from chala to lechem oni by matzah, and matzah also has to be yours. If it's not yours, you're not yotze. Rashi, hachi komer. Oh no, we're there yet. Okay, right. Let's say that this is a proof to what we just said now, that Rava said, in the name of Rav Yemer, or Rav Yemer said, that what's it called, that that matzah has to be yours. Let's say this price is a proof to that. Isa shal maiser sheni ptura menachala divrei Meir. The chachamim omrim chayedus. Isa Maiser Sheni is Potter from Chala, and Rav Meir is, what's called the Chachamim, say it's Chayiv. Maror says, Lema Messayeya, Hainu Hach. The Chora, that's what's it called, Omer Vasi. Vasi said, this Beferish, that, what's it called, Isa Maiser Sheni is machlokes for mayor and the chachamim whether it's chayv and chal or not. Hachi komer leima b'nefligin be'isha b'hanach nomi pligin. Right? Maybe let's say this brisa supports Rav Ashi that just like they argue by the isha of what's it called chala for chala, they argue all the other things too, esrig, matzah, and esrig and matzah. Maybe the only time that what's it called that you're not yotze, that ma'aser sheni, according to Rav Meir, is by chala. It's not chay. Why? Because there it says twice arisal sechem. So mamish has to be yours. But mach esrig, even though esrig has to be yours, it doesn't have to be your money. As long as it's yours, that you could eat it. It's good enough. That's called yours. And the same thing goes with matzah. As long as it's yours, that you can eat it, that's called yours. But by challah, where it says arisal sechem twice, it's not good enough that you should be able to eat it. It has to be mamish, your money, right? Maybe therefore, from the brisa, there's no riot, what Rav Ashi said. Rav Ashi said that the din of shalachem means a din mama. Has to be your money. Not good enough that it's yours to eat. And that we don't have a riot from the brisa, because the brisa just speaks about challah. Challah could be different, that it has to be mamish, not just that you can eat it, has to be your money. But the other ones, it has to be yours, and it's good enough that it's yours to eat.
He eats the
Esrog,
how can he use it for mitzvah?
What?
He eats the Esrog, how can he use
it? No, but he has just to eat it, so it's his to eat if he wants to. Matzah shal ma'aser, a divrei of Meir Eli Levin, hachi komer, lein mesayei ahol lechol milsei de Rav Ashi. Maybe this is a proof to everything that Rav Ashi said. Right? Midebaha pligi be'esrog nomi pligi. But since they argue by challah, they argue also by Esrog and by matzah. Crazily, since it says arisal seichem twice, that's why it has to be yours, mamish, not just to eat, it has to be yours money-wise. Aval hasam lachem, the mute shol the gozel. Over there, though, where it says lachem, it just comes to exclude if it's borrowed or if it's stolen. Aval esek shomai sheni, haidi shoyvei lachila, nothing be, afilu remeir. But esek of my sheni doesn't belong to somebody else. It's yours to eat. That's good enough. Boy Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Mao she yetsi odem yidei chavoso b'chala shomai susheni b'Yerushalayim. Okay, Reb Shimon ben Lakish have this shayla, are you yotze with chala of my susheni b'Yerushalayim, what's it called, aliba de Reb Yosef aglili lo shiboyelach, what's it called, that if you're yotze with chala of my susheni to eat matzah, you made matzah out of chala of my susheni b'Yerushalayim, are you yotze or not? Okay? Not the, what's it called, not the Maaser Sheni itself. You took challah off the Maaser Sheni. The challah, only a Kohen is allowed to eat. So as a Kohen, Yotze, with challah of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So the verse is like this. Aliba, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, lo tiboyelach. Hashta b'chulam lo nothik, b'chaloso miboye. If you're not Yotze, with Maaser Sheni, in Yerushalayim. Why? Because it's not Nechol Bechol Moshavos, like we had before. B'Yoshe Aglili said that even if you eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, right, you can't be Yotze Matzah, because Matzah has to be able to be eaten everywhere. And this can't be eaten everywhere, because it's what's it called, it's Maaser Sheni. Once it was brought to Yerushalayim, so you can't take it out of Yerushalayim. And therefore, it can only eat it in Yerushalayim, so you can't be pulled at either. Once it comes into Yerushalayim, you can't be pulled at. So, Menela, it's something that's not eaten b'chol ha'moshavos. And the Chachamim all know you could be Yotze with Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, because if it became Tamei, you could be pulled at, like Rav Elazar. Menela, it's eaten b'chol ha'moshavos, since if it would become Tamei, you could be pulled at, potentially. This Maaser Sheni could be eaten everywhere, the Yotze, even though right now it can't be eaten everywhere. That's the Machlokas of Yosef Aglili and the Chachamim. And therefore, according to Yosef Lili, that with the regular Maiser Sheni, you can't be Yotze. Kol she came with the challah for Maiser Sheni, you can't be Yotze. Kiti boyaloch, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Right? Rabbi Akiva holds you are Yotze with Maiser Sheni, like we said, like Rabbi Lezer, that if it could become Tomei, you could be pulled it and take it and eat it anywhere. So, Memela, since potentially it could become Tomei, and you could be pulled it, it's called Necho B'chol Moshavos. What about the challah? The challah would not it. Deem the tamu yeshu and heter b'moshavos. Abul challah, but the challah of Maiser Sheni, deem the tamu yeles, lesla heter b'moshavos. Ule shreifa azla, lo not it. By the challah of Maiser Sheni, if it became tamay, when challah becomes tamay, you can't do anything with it except burn it. So, there's not even a potential for this to become edible everywhere. Either you eat it in Yerushalayim, if it becomes tamay, you burn it. There's no way ever to eat the challah of Maiser Sheni that already came to Yerushalayim anywhere else. Before it gets to Yerushalayim, you could be pulled it and eat it anywhere. But once it came to Yerushalayim, where you're allowed to eat it, that's it, finished. Oh, Dilma, I'm reading Hora, the Ilu Lo Koro, Le Hashem, the Itmi. Isla Heter Ramoshavos, the Nothik Bo, Hashtanami Nothik. Or maybe, no, we say a different Hora. Since we're talking about potentials, potentially, you didn't have to take this part and call it Challah. You could have, this could have remained regular Maiser Sheni. And if it would have become Tamei, when it was regular Maiser Sheni, then you could have been pulled it and taken it and eaten anywhere. So we say, Ho'il, right, on both things. Ho'il, that what's it called, that maybe you didn't have to call this Challah, right? This didn't have to be the part that was Challah. This could have remained the regular Maiser Sheni. Had it remained the regular Maiser Sheni and it became Tamei, you could have been pulled it. So we say two holes. And the Mela, potentially, this could have been eaten everywhere, and therefore, even though now it's Challah, and actually you could never eat it everywhere, still good for matzah. Matzah just has to be that at some point, potentially, this thing could have been eaten everywhere. Rashi, the Rabbi Yosef Lili Domer Leel Yotzezeh Sheno Nechol Baninus. Rabbi Yosef Lili holds of Maiser Sheni, you can't eat Baninus. And Maiser Sheni, everybody else can't eat Baninus. But we learn from Lechem Oni that you can't eat matzah Baninus either. So it only has to be something that you're allowed to eat Baninus. Menela matzah that can't be eaten, Baninus, you're not Yotzezeh. So bechulin lachar shenitka chalaso lo nothik bechulin didei. Kiti boy lach Rabbi Akiva lo dorishoni. Rabbi Akiva is not memayit Maiser Sheni from lechem oni, because he learns oni, not oni. Umiyu heter b'moshavos bod kidemiyit leel. But even Rabbi Akiva holds that you need something that should be able to be eaten anywhere, because bikurim my time, and that's why we're memayit bikurim. Bikurim can't be eaten everywhere, only in Yerushalayim. Memela, what's it called? Maiser Sheni, the same thing. Maiser Sheni, Riba, Mishum, Diyispe, Heter, Moshavos, Afil, Achash, and Nichol, Shervayim, and Nid, Mok, Rebbe Lezer. Rabbi Akiva holds that even though you need something that's edible everywhere, he's not Memayit Maiser Sheni because of that. Because Maiser Sheni is potentially edible everywhere if it would become Tamei, and you could be Poded, even Yerushalayim. But Challah of Maiser Sheni, even if it will become Tamei, you can't be pulled it, you have to burn it. L'sreifa hasla. The Truma Tamei Asura Bachila. And Challah is called Truma. Truma Tamei is Asura Bachila. Uva Oda Tahara Ein La Heter B'moshavos. And while it's still Tahara, you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't be pulled it. Yishum de Maiser Sheni hu. Ubasa de Kaltua Mechitzas Les Vakadiyya. Once it came into Yerushalayim, there's no way of being pulled it if it's Tahara. O Dilma, Hoel the Ilu lo Korale Hashem Chala is Le Heter B'moshavos. Im Nikma. They're nothing. Right? If you wouldn't have called this Chala, it would have remained regular Maiser Sheni, and if it would have become Tamei, you could be pulled it and eat it anywhere. So potentially, this piece of matzah could have been eaten anywhere. They're nothing. Hashtanami lo Poka Torah Matzah Minah Mishum Kriya Hashem Chala. Therefore, the ability to use it for matzah wasn't taken away just because you called it challah. Even though right now there's no way you could eat this everywhere, but potentially this matzah could have been eaten everywhere. The chala bi amal or not the mechlal matzah. Kedishna masnisan. Our kohanim the chala. Normal chala is not yotze mechlal matzah. You could eat, the kohen is allowed to eat matzah from chala. Elohalech huda mishum dasura leva moshavos. Barmirin hoel venothik. And this one is only a problem because it's Maaser Sheni. But Maaser Sheni is not a problem because if it will become Tamei, it could be pulled in. It's only a problem because it's Chalav Maaser Sheni. That if it became Tamei, you'd have to burn it. So let's say two Hoels. Hoel, that it didn't have to be Chalav. And then Hoel, that you could have been pulled in if it became Tamei. Yikad Yamrei, Hovadi Loti Boyalach. Right? And then some say that what's it called a different way. This is not a shayla. Chalav Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim is not a shayla. Devadi Amrin Hoel. Right? We for sure say Hoel. That you didn't have to call Shem Chala on it. And as Maaser, it could have been Kamtame and you could have been poeted. Titi Boyalo Chala Halakuach Bekesrit Maaser Sheni. Valibat Rabbon was another. The shayla was only by Chala that was bought Bekesrit Maaser Sheni. Okay? Meaning, you redeem the original Maaser Sheni, now you have money. In Yerushalayim, you have to buy food with that money. So you bought food with the money, and the food you took challah off. So it's challah of something that was bought the most Maaser Sheni. Valibat Rabban lo tiboyalach, kiven damre yifter, hainu Maaser. The Rabbanan hold that something that's bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni can be nifta in Yerushalayim if it's Tamei. It can be pulled there, even though you were pulled there originally and you had the money, and the money you bought new stuff, the new stuff also has the same thing as Maaser Sheni. And outside Yerushalayim could be pulled there again, and in Yerushalayim if it's Tamei it could be pulled there. Kiti boyalach ariba Yehuda, the Omer Yekoder. But Yehuda holds that something bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni can never be nifta, even if it's Tamei. Even if it's outside Yerushalayim. It's not strong enough. The din of Maaser Sheni is only a secondary Maaser Sheni. Since it's only secondary, it's very weak. Pidyon needs something strong to be chalom. And this is not so strong. And therefore, what's it called? You can't be pulled in. It's not strong enough to be pulled in. Similar to what's it called? Pidyon doesn't help by Maaser Sheni less than a shavapruta. It's not strong enough that pidyon should take effect on it. Pidyon needs something strong to get repoed as something. If it's something weak, there's no way of being poed it. This man, where is this machlokes? Halakuach bekesef Maaser Sheni shenitma yifte. If something was bought with kesef Maaser Sheni and was brought to Yerushalayim and it became tamei, then in the Tanakama, the Chachamim hold, has the same din as Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni that came to Yerushalayim, you can't be polder, but if it became Tomei, you could. So something that was bought because of Maaser Sheni can also be nifted. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yekoder. But Rabbi Yehuda says that no, once it's something that was bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni, you can never be polder. It has to be buried. If it got Tomei, you bury it. If it wasn't Tomei, then bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. But once he was Yerushalayim and it became Tamei, there's nothing to do with it except bury it. Morris says, what's the shayla? Then according to Rabbi Yehuda, that this challah, right, which is was bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni, if it became Tamei, you couldn't be told it. So it's not like regular Maaser Sheni. It's only Makuach the Kesef Maaser Sheni. So we don't have that hoel at all. So what's the shayla? Mi amrin and hoel the e lo la kuach ave the hoel of a lo kor la shein the itmi yesh lo heter. Two hoels over here. One is hoel that it would not have been bought with kesef Maaser Sheni. This food the chatchila was edible everywhere. Except now that you bought it with kesef Maaser Sheni, you changed it into Maaser Sheni. It became Maaser Sheni. But you didn't have to buy it with kesef Maaser Sheni. You could have left this food holding the way it was. You didn't have to be told the Maaser Sheni, right, on this food. You have to buy this food with Kesef Maaser Sheni. It started out regular chulin, right? The whole of the Lokor L'Shem. And now that it's challah,
right? It has a double problem. That if it's challah, it becomes tameh, you have to burn it. So maybe you wouldn't have called the shem challah on it either. Right? Then it would have a shem heter b'moshavos. The nafik bay, hashtanam in nafik bay. Since there is a potential that this could have remained mutter to eat everywhere, if you hadn't bought it with kesef maisha sheni, and you hadn't called chala on it, or dirba, had hoel amrinon, tre hoel lo amrinon. Maybe one hoel you say, but two hoels you don't say. Amarava, mistaber shein maisha chagu. Rava says, it's mistaber, that's not two different hoels, it's all the same shein maisha. And the Mela, since, according to Rabbi Akiva, you yotze with Meiser Sheni because of Hoel, you yotze with this too. Rashi. Halakuach b'kesef Meiser Sheni, Yerushalayim. Ki desivin asata kesef b'chol asher tava nafshecha. You bought this food in Yerushalayim from kesef Meiser Sheni, and now it became like Meiser Sheni. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim. But if it became Tanei, there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, whether this is like any Maisa Sheni that became Tamei in Yerushalayim that you could be called there, or no, since it's not Maisa Sheni, it's just Lakuach the Maisa Sheni, Kesef Maisa Sheni, it's not strong enough to be Nifta. The Libet the Rabban the Pligile Rabbi Yehuda, the Amri Lakuach, the Kesef Maisa Shenit Mayifta, the Alima Lamitvas Pidyono, it's strong enough that Pidyon should have an effect on it. Lochi Boyles, no question. The Hafal got the Hachala, less Leheter B'moshavos, even though this Chala can't ever be eaten anywhere else, because Manashah, if it's Tahar, yeah, it can't be pulled there, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. If it's Tameh, it's Chala Tmei, you have to burn it. The Chos Manshalo Nitma, Ein Lo Ptia B'Yerushalayim, Umisha Nitma Shuv Ein Leheter Achila, To Achala Hi, Afilu Hachi Amin Hoel, the Ilo Lo Kora Le Hashem, Have it Leheter B'moshavos, Adidei Tuma, the Nothic Bo Af Yerushalayim, Hashtanami Nothic, Kira Marim Ba'am Haisar Gufe. So we have a Hoel. Hoel, if you wouldn't have called the name Chala, it would be regular Maisar Sheni. And regular Maisar Sheni, if it will become Tomei, you could eat it anywhere. Therefore, there's potential to be eaten anywhere, that's good enough. But this is Lakuach b'kesef Maisar Sheni. You cover it, you have to bury it. Kol Lakuach b'kesef Maisar Sheni shenitma mishum de klisha kedusha asa. It's a lower level of kedusha. It's not the original Maisar Sheni. It's what you, and it's not even the money that you were pulled at. It's two steps removed from Maisar Sheni. You were pulled at the Maisar Sheni on money, that's one step removed. The money you bought other stuff, the other stuff now becomes Kodesh, two steps removed. It's too weak of a Kedusha to be Nifta. The lo olim le mitvas pidyone. The inami lo kora le shein, chala lo havi le heter moshavos. Even if you wouldn't have called it chala, it still wouldn't be able to be Nifta. If it became tome and wasn't chala, you still couldn't do anything with it. My, mi amrin hoel di ilav lo kuhahu. Maybe we should say no. Hoel, since you didn't have to buy this food with kesef maisar sheni, could have remained chulin. Kolomer hoel maisar sheni gufei the asi hain machmoseh the keel hainu minei nafkina v'matzah didei. Right? If this what's it called? The maisar sheni itself. Right? If you wouldn't have been pulled to the maisar sheni and gotten money and then exchanged this for that, you could have eaten the maisar sheni as matzah. Because Maisa Sheni could be eaten conceivably anywhere if you watch a call brought to Shalayim of Gentame. The Isle Heter Moshavas Aydei Tuma. V'hada Leshle Heter Lahai Lat Chumrahu Lagabe Elakulahu. This one that doesn't have a heter is not because it's more chomer, it's more cow. Because it's not so chashim, it's not such strong Maisa Sheni, you can't be pulled in. V'shim Tolo Olim L'mitvas Pidyono. Hilgach lo chomer kidemikara. It's not, can't be worse than the original Maisa Sheni. The original Maisa Sheni was extra Kodesh, and still you could be Yotzei Matzah. The imishum t'chalahu, elamai, is a problem because it's chala. And it's chala t'meya, which also has to be burned. Belav lo kuach nami les lo heter. Achanami nima hoel achrina. Say a second hoel. Hoel v'ilu lo kora leshein, v'lo lo kuachu. right? If you never would have called it a shame challah, and you wouldn't have bought it, it would have been mutter. So two hoels will make this potentially something that could be eaten b'chom of Shabbos. Otil mechad hoel aminan, kegon chalas meiser gufei, delo nafki bo el hayidei hoel, v'ilo korel ha-shem, right? The, what's it called, mechalas meiser itself, that what's it called, that you're not yotzi, only through hoel, that you didn't call it challah, and then it remained regular meiser, inami chulin shalakuach, lo nafki bo el hayidei hoel. The same thing, it will be regular lakua, the kesef meiser sheni. Where if it became tamei, you also couldn't take it out. And if it's tar, you can't take it out. You need a hoel. Hoel that it wouldn't be lakua, the kesef meiser sheni. The lav lakua, ha'ahu, hasam amin hoel v'shor. So each one separately would need its own hoel. Do you put the two together and add two hoels together? Abu Chalas Lakuach, the boy Trey Hoel Lo Amrina. Where it says, in Tomar, the Chalas Meiser Gufe Nomi Trey Hoel Ika. Right? Somebody should ask this question. Especially where we explained it before. Even with regular Meiser, you need two Hoels. One Meiser, Chalas Meiser. One Hoel, that what's it called, you didn't call Shem Chala. And second Hoel, that it will become Tame. So you need two Hoels by every Chalas Meiser. Why is Chalas Meiser Lakuach the Kesef Meiser Sheni more of two hoels than the original hoel? Hoel the Lo Kor L'Shem, the hoel the Matane, Parikle, right? Two hoels. One that if you didn't call it Chalas, and even if you didn't call it Chalas, you need hoel that if it will become Tame, you could take it out of Yerushalayim. So you need two hoels. The Ishlei Heter and Hashavas, Hachalo Karin Hoel Dover Sheish, the other last, so likrum la tumba miadufal. Hoel means something you can't do on your own. You could be matame the meiser sheni and take it out. Maybe not allowed to. It's in your hands to do. That's not called hoel. That's something that you could do. Mashein came, what's it called, chala, that what's it called that you shouldn't have called shame. Now it is called the shame. Nothing you can do about it. Right, it's in the hands of the Kohen. You can't be showing on it. There's nothing you could do, right, back. It's something that I could say, theoretically. Not something you could do. And the fact that it wouldn't be lakuach, the kesef meiser sheni, also is nothing you can do about it. That's a hoel. It's totally theoretical. There's two hoels. But the other one is only one hoel. Hoel, you didn't call a shem chala on it. That's not something you could do anything about. But now that it wouldn't be shem chala, it could become tamei. You could make it tamei. And then take it out. That's something you don't need hoel. That's something that you could actually do yourself. Mar says, "Mistaber shem meiser chadu, v'chihechi the nothik the meiser gufei nothik bechaloso." Just like it could be yotze with meiser sheni, because of all these hoels, it could be yotze also with the chala. Hoel v'shem chala lo nothik bi'almen v'chal matzah, because the chala doesn't make it not be able to be yotze matzah. It would just be regular chala to be yotze matzah. The nafik nami b'chala shalakua. The mikoch meiser boah, lo machmirin, lo mine, shouldn't be more chomer than the original meiser, even because it was bought the kesef meiser sheni, and therefore you yotze. One thing here, if you hold that you need matzah, that's yours, so how can you ever go to somebody's house and be yotze with his matzah? L'chora, even though he's giving you a tetra to eat it, it's not yours. Right, which is the whole shayla we had before with the goy's chametz. If when you're invited to somebody's house, if that food becomes yours, you could go take it home, or it's just that you have a heter to eat it. If you only have a heter to eat it, then that's not good enough. We see what's it called by according to the first day in the Gemara, that matzah, esrog, you're not yotze with what's it called just a heter to eat, like meiser sheni. So if you're invited to somebody's house, according to this, there'll be an inyan to make sure that you make a kinyan on the matzah. He gives it to you, a kinyan, either before yontif, or a kinyan for a dvar mitzvah you're allowed to make on yontif. What's it called? He should give it to you on yontif. They should make a kinyan on it. That what's it called? He should be yotze matzah.